Reverend Henry C. McDowell. And he was with us from 1943 to 1947. And so I would have been like 4 to 8 or something like that. And I think what struck me about him, he was a missionary in Africa for many years. And when he came to us, his wife had passed away. And apparently at that time, you couldn't be a missionary if you were a single man in the Congregational Church, whatever, so I don't know why. But anyway, he said he would, you know, he would pastor another church. But when he found a wife, he would be leaving. So that's why he was only with us 43, from 43 to 47, which is only 4 years. And he went back to Africa. And his wife, his second wife, she went also. And he baptized me, even though I was a little older. I wasn't a baby when I got baptized. And that's why I always remembered him. And he was so kind, and but also strong and effective, too. And then, of course, Dr. Edmonds, he married my husband and me. And then he baptized both of my children.
So beautiful.
So beautiful. He was... Nice. Yeah, let's see now. In 1959, he came to our church. And so I got married in 1960. And then... he retired with emeritus status in 1995. And he was the one that shepherded us through the building of the new church. You know, brand new building. We hadn't gone through that before. So we moved from 100 Dixwell to 217 Dixwell, our current location.
From Center Church to 100 Dixwell to 217 Dixwell.
Well, from Temple, you said Temple Street?
Oh, yes, yes.
Yes, see, that was our church, yeah. We were just guests, I'll say, visitors at Center. But our first church home was Temple Street.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. And you'll be made a current of what's going on with the exhibit. I'm going to ask, you know, for your name and stuff. Well, I have your name already. So your name will be listed and accredited to you, and thank you. I appreciate this. Was really amazing.
Well, you're quite welcome. Were you able to find any information from the book I told you about?
Not yet. I haven't had a chance to. Of course, this is a long-term summer project. So I haven't had a chance. Yesterday was the day, and I didn't have a chance to go out. I'll probably do it after my, probably next week or some sort, because I owe Dr. Street some information. So, but I will be looking, working on written material also.
Okay.
So, thank you, Margo.
Okay, you're very welcome, and I know you were able to come inside our church, right?
Oh,
before
yeah.
this.
Mm-hmm.
And have you noticed in the foyer, when you come in the front door, there's pictures of all the ministers?
Right. That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
So I will definitely check that out.
A couple, huh?
No, go ahead.
A couple of the stained glass windows, which we kept them exactly as they are. There's one over in, I think we call that the North X. I don't know, but it's a small sitting area where you come in. It has another door. And occasionally people use that because it's a ramp. So there's that stained glass window. I think you would get some information from. And there's another one by the organ. It has some information on it about members at that time. And the other thing is, and when you come in the front door, and if you go to the right, we have stained glass windows there, but there's not lighting because they're not the way they were put in. There's lighting with them. There's a switch, but we have not kept that up, and it needs to be repaired. And that's one of my projects that I have to keep working on with people, that we can try and, you know, we do have a fund, but it's not really active. So they need some, you know, I don't know why, because I wasn't that much involved in the building of the church, because I was a new bride. But I wish that we had interspersed or integrated those windows in our building, because there's really beautiful stained glass windows over there. And it has some history on it, like, you know, who some of the families were that were able to give those to the church. So that's just a little, you know, side notice. But if you wanted to come by to get anything from me, just let me know when you'd like to come.
I will. I definitely will. Thank you so much for your generosity of time, knowledge, and just amazing stories. I appreciate your time.
Well, thank you. I'm happy to do it. I love it. Because people either have to love history or not be involved in it, not feel that it's relevant. You know, and I'm not just talking about church history. But in general, a lot of people don't think that history is relevant to today, and it is. I don't care what type it is, you know, what the issue is. And I'm always learning something, and they can't teach us everything in school. There's not enough time, you know, so.
And as you can see, as you can see, probably, like, you know, history has a way of repeating itself.
Yes, and that's, you can see. And I'm wondering with what happened with Mr. Floyd, if people are finally going to wake up now, we're going to see some kind of change, you know, in people's behavior and racism and, you know, et cetera. And because I've never seen where people responded all over the world to what happened to him. And he's not the first one, obviously. This happened to him. And it's just something, I don't know if it's because we're going through this virus epidemic also, or what it is, but it seems like it just affected so many people. So I hope we can get something positive out of that.
Amen. And, you know, the history of our ancestors, you know, this is why it's important for intergenerational contact and talking, and because it's important. This is random. It has nothing to do with the interview. You can answer it or not. But did you know Sam Sly?
Yes, and not as well as I would have liked, but yes, I did know him.
Yeah, I met him in his later years, and I'm just curious about him too. He loved it, Dixwell. I met him at Shalom. So, interesting. Anyway. All right, thank you. I don't want to keep you anymore. So if I need to call you again, you pick up.
Well, it was great talking to you, and I'm happy that you have this interest.
I appreciate you. Yeah, yeah, for sure. For sure. All right. Much love.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye now.